You are on.
Hey, thank you. I'd like to call this Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. It's 1 p.m. on February 25th. And clerk, could you do a roll call, please?
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Revard.
Here. Thank you. The next item is prayer. Congresswoman Stabler, can you render a prayer?
Certainly. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for the opportunity we have to come together to serve our Osage people. We ask that you watch over us and that you lay hands on all these families that are in mourning and all the people around the world that are suffering today. We ask all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Second speaker, I'd just like to note that upon finishing the roll call, once I did look at the screen, Congresswoman Good Fox was in attendance. So I have included her as present at that time.
Okay. Thank you, clerk. Hello, Mrs. Good Fox. The next item is the approval of minutes. So in your packet, the minutes are dated January 13th, 2021.
Chairwoman.
Yes, sir.
The only thing I noticed was that the minutes are from, well, it says that we approved the minutes from October 29th. That seems like a long time between meetings. Is that accurate? Is that right?
I don't know. Say that again.
Let me pull them back up. Let's see.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, approval of minutes.
I'm looking real quick.
It was definitely January meeting.
October. October 29th was a meeting. Then we had a meeting scheduled for the 7th of January that was canceled, and then we met on the 13th. So the 29th of October were the minutes that were approved during the 13th meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second, this is Stabler.
Okay, we have a motion and second. All of those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. The minutes have been approved. The next item on our agenda are the payables, and I will let our budget analyst discuss those.
All right. I'm only aware of two payables that the committee needs to review. One is for code publishing for $125.70. The committee has to approve that because it comes out of the code publishing fund. And then the other is a Borrow and Grimm bill, which you should have a copy of in your support documentation or your packet that second speaker sent out.
Okay, so the amount that I'm looking at that needs to be approved is $1,752. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to approve the code publishing for $125.70.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Chairwoman.
Yes, go ahead, Congressman.
Mr. Gill, have you reviewed that invoice, borrowing, Graham?
Yes, I have.
Comfortable with it?
Motion to approve the Borrow and Grimm bill for $1,752.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. The next item on our agenda is the Computer Guy contract. And so during our last meeting, we had asked that the budget analyst submit to us the procurement policy, in which he did. So you'll also see attached, he pulled out the information out of the procurement policies that would pertain to this contract with the Computer Guy. So Jordan, you want to discuss that a little bit?
Yes. I mean, I just pulled the three pages that these are directly from the procurement procedures that accounting sent me. It's a professional service. It says that an independent contractor shall be determined based on the IRS 20 factor test. I looked over that and I thought they fit into that. So it's a professional service. It says that professional services over $600 will be executed by a professional services contract and shall follow the contract's procedure. So I attached the contracts page as well. If the contract is over $2,000, comparative quotes will need to be obtained by the purchasing department. Our contract with them is over $2,000. And then I also attached the sole sourcing page because some people were curious if we could just sole source the Computer Guy. And I'll let the committee members decide if they think sole sourcing in this case would be appropriate or not. And I believe that Trey looked over it as well, so he might have something to say. I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Are there any questions from the committee? Or Trey, do you have anything to add to?
Yes, I mean, I look at the policies and, you know, they specifically say there's things that you can't sole source for or use as reasons to sole source. And I think the reasons that we would use for this purpose are the reasons that they specifically say we can't state our sole source reasons in their policies. I need to go back and look and see if these are policies that we approved as Congress or if these are just the policies of the Treasury on procurement. I'm not sure that we actually approved these policies. If we don't, the Congress may want to consider establishing their own procurement policies because it's getting to the point where we're having to put things out for bid and delay and sometimes argue with the Treasury about who we should use when we're such a small entity being the legislative branch that I think the Congressional Affairs Committee could do probably a better job of establishing who's going to be best for the utilization by the Congress. So ultimately, I mean, we can put this out for bid if you guys want to. Everybody agrees that the Computer Guy, Jeremy Tolbert, is great and that they're very responsive. The prices are great. I think he'll win the bid if we put it out for bid, and it'd probably be faster to do that than to say that we're going to put our own procurement policies in place because that's a little bit of a process. But I do think that this is an area that the Congress or the Congressional Affairs Committee may want to address in the somewhat near future, or that we're going to continue to run into this problem. $2,000 is not a large number. They don't even say, is that annually or is it for the entire, the length of the contract? It's very broad, the way that the policies are written. And I don't think that it gives the Congress the flexibility that they should have.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
I believe the last time Congress passed a resolution on fiscal management policies was ONCR 1633, and it does have a section on procurement policy. And I can read that if you want me to. It's not very long, but it says the Osage Nation, I'll just pick out this sentence. The Osage Nation Procurement Department shall develop procedures to ensure compliance with the federal acquisition regulations. So Congress passed a resolution approving the fiscal management policy that said the procurement department would be the ones to develop the procurement procedures, and that's the document that I sent to Congress and sent to Trey.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Well, and just a comment, I just want to make sure that we're following our own laws. I don't know how the Competitive Bidding Act applies to these procurement policies, but, I don't want to stray from following our own law or the policies in Treasury if we're the body that actually approves those policies. So I'll leave it up to the committee to decide what it is they want to do. Just wanted to make those comments. Yes, go ahead, Trey.
You mentioned the Competitive Bidding Act. That would not apply in this to this matter. Competitive bidding is specifically to construction contracts. It does not have anything to do with procurement of service contracts, which is what this would fall under. So we're completely under the procurement policies. And again, like I said, so we approved the policies and essentially delegated the authority or without putting it in writing through law, we delegated the authority to the Treasury to establish the procurement policies of the nation. And by our own policies and procedures of the Osage Nation Congress, we follow the policies and procedures of the Osage Nation unless we set them out, say otherwise. So again, that's something that could be addressed in the future, but I think, like I said, to move this along and get a contract in place, most likely, and to be compliant with the current procurement policies, you should probably just ask that it be put out for bid. We'll let the computer guy know that it's being put out for bid. He can put his bid in. I'm 95% sure, 98% sure that he'll win the bid.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman.
I agree with Trey, but we do need to work on a scope of work for that to go out for bid. So I would ask that we have Jordan start a draft of a scope, and maybe we should go ahead and discuss making a motion to go ahead and let that follow through. In other words, not wait for another month to have a scope together to vote to submit, so that we can get it underway. Because it'll take a little bit to put that scope together of what all he takes care of.
Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
I believe that the scope is included in the RFP that Tammy and I put together. That's my first RFP, so you might double check that. I can resend it to you, Congresswoman Stabler, and you can look over it and see what you think. But we did include the duties that they would be performing. So, but you could, if you don't mind looking over that, I'll be happy to send that to you.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. Yes, I think, Congresswoman, that was that document was included in our last meeting. And I think the only thing we may have to change is the actual deadline for submission. At that time was December 30th. And so I've looked it over. And so I don't know what action the committee wants to take in that. We do a motion to create the scope, or do we, I don't know if you guys remember.
If one's already been drafted, and I just didn't remember if we looked at it during that meeting or not, but if one's already been drafted, then we'll either modify it and move it forward. If we have to modify it, maybe we don't need to.
Okay, well, whatever the committee wants to do.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I would, I'd be happy to make a motion to, based on Mr. Gill's recommendation, to follow the policy as stated and put this out for bid based on the scope of work that has been completed, and allow the committee to review the scope of work if needed before going out.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that, Stabler.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Second speaker, this is Trey.
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Trey.
I just wanted to ask if Jordan would send that scope of work to me as well. I have a draft consulting services agreement from the computer guy that has a scope of work in it. I'm sure that probably was incorporated into it, but I just want to compare the two.
Okay, that's perfect. If you could do that, Jordan, I appreciate that. Thank you, Trey. The next item on our agenda is a status update on the assistant clerk position. And Shanna, if you'd like to update the committee on where we are on that.
Thank you, Chair. We had interviews yesterday, actually. We interviewed four individuals. There had been nine individuals that had applied that had Osage preference. Two of those declined an interview. Three did not respond, and we interviewed the other four. There were a couple of really good applicants that their interviews went great. There was one in particular that I'm happy to say I felt confident that she would be familiar enough with the environment to not even require testing. And I believe the majority of the committee was in attendance at the interviews and sat in on them and heard and had similar responses to the interviews, and I believe we are ready to potentially move forward.
Okay, thank you, Clerk. Are there any other comments or action to be taken by the committee?
Well, I'm going to take action, but I would like to discuss some things in executive session before I make my motion.
Okay. Is that okay with the rest of the committee? Trey, we have under executive session the update on the John Hancock admin fees and personnel matters? I think the personnel matters would be specific, don't you?
Second speaker, this isn't Trey, but this is the clerk, and it would fit into that topic, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, Trey. Okay, well, we can discuss that when we go into executive session. Are there any other comments from the committee regarding the assistant clerk position at this time? If not, I'll move down to item number 8, give you an update. This position for the chief audit officer closes tomorrow. Currently, we have 5 applicants, 1 Osage preference. I've requested that HR start scheduling interviews, and I will, if we don't receive any more applications today, and when it closes tomorrow, I'll send out a package to the committee so that you guys can review all the applicants and be prepared. So when the interviews are scheduled, you have the information you need. So are there any other comments or questions about that? Okay, thank you. So the next item on our agenda is executive session.
I move to go into executive session for the purposes of update on John Hancock admin fees and personnel matters.
Second.
Okay, with a motion and a second, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go in executive session. I'll wait until the clerk or Jordan let us know that we're ready.
Second speaker, we have an unidentified caller on the line. Could I get them to identify themselves, please?
Is it me?